What do you lead off the show with? You want to go with the big news story of the day, something of import. It could be dogs wearing pants, even though we talked about a little that yesterday, and Esmeralda shared a link on my Facebook page. It was disturbing at best. Could it be President Obama and his executive order about the gun control? Could it be the Oregon standoff with the lunatics who didn't bring treats? I don't know about you. I'm going for a road trip. I stop at a convenience store. If I'm planning on holding up in a remote location for could be years, I bring a sandwich with me. Not these guys. So do we talk about that? No. The biggest story in Chicago today, much to my chagrin, Brian Urlacher's head. That is the biggest story. Everybody is talking about it. Oh, my God, Brian Urlacher's hair. Now, he went, and there was Phil Rosenthal had a very interesting piece in the Tribune today about Urlacher's hair, which, first of all, Brian Urlacher can do whatever he wants. It's his head. We can all do whatever we want with our head. I'm sure that's going to make Nick's out-of-context quotes. But you know what I'm talking about. So he looked – I thought he looked good bald. Some guys look really good bald. And he set up an image for himself as, you know, potential Hall of Fame football career, great player for Chicago, surly at times with the media, not always the – most open for fans either, but you can't deny what he did on the field. All right, so Brian Urlacher, great player. Advertisers came to him, companies came to him and said, hey, you are the face of the Chicago defense. You're this monster linebacker. You look great with your bald head and your snarl, and sometimes you smile with your bald head. You look fun. We want to hire you. Be the spokesman for our product. Sell vitamin water. Sell whatever, was it Dish or one of the satellite TVs or what, some TV thing. He sold everything. Well, now somebody gives him free hair and he comes out and I thought it was, listen, I don't understand. I know, listen, I'm happy for Edzo. I'm happy for all these guys who get their follicles fixed. If that's your thing, I don't get it. Because mine's going, and when it goes, it goes. You know, I've debated shaving the dome. What do you think? How do you think? I think I have an okay shaped head to go bald. You know, it's not too bulbous. Doesn't have an elephant man hump on one side or another. It looks kind of symmetrical. Would you agree, Dan?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Do you have the wrinkles in the back of your neck?
I don't. But no, not anymore.
Okay, then you're good.
No, I don't have. It doesn't look like I'm smuggling a pack of hot dogs behind my head. I don't have any of that. Everything seems. There's no grooves. There's no divots, I don't believe. So I should be all right. No psoriasis, you know, nothing. But anyway, so Brian Urlacher, like Michael Jordan and many other bald men, looked really good bald. And that was his brand. And now he comes out with these implanted follicles and he looks odd. He looks regular, you know, like just some schmo that could be, you know, granted a big schmo who could still snap me in half, but just a schmo. There's something missing about it now. Did you like the way he looked? I thought it was a joke when I first, this morning when I got up from my little nap, and I go to the Tribune website and Brian Urlacher is here. And honest to God, I thought it was one of those WGN morning news skits. I thought Jeff Hoover had made Brian Urlacher put a wig on to do like some crazy character thing. But it wasn't. It was, I've been wearing a hat for over a year. Really? That's got a smell. Take it off. Don't those follicles have to breathe? I don't know anything about it except it sounds very tedious. We're going to take one hair follicle and we're going to move it to the front. And then when he turned around, he did the little spin. It looked weird in the back, didn't it? Esmeralda, you're a lady. Now, you look at, let's say, before and after Brian Urlacher. Which Brian Urlacher did you find more attractive?
I like after.
You like after, yeah, with
I
the
like
hair?
Him. He looks, so, because he's a football player, he looks like he's a meathead. Like, he has that whole thing where his neck doesn't, like, there's no delineation between neck, head, and shoulders. It's
right.
Just
he's
all
just thick.
One thing.
Right.
And it gross, right. Like, that weirds me out.
Okay, so now with the hair,
now
it helps?
Yeah. Well, also, I'm sure he's probably, like, tone down or whatever because he's not playing.
He's probably a little smaller.
So he's
still
probably
in
a
shape,
little smaller.
Though, yeah.
But he's now there's differences.
Okay.
And it looks nice with the hair. He looks softer. Like he looks nicer.
He does look softer. That's a very good adjective. And it's one that Phil Rosenthal used as well, and some other people were quoted as, he does look softer. He doesn't look as foreboding. And that was, I think that was Brian Urlacher, that was what was going to make him a lot of money. Because now, you know, maybe he wants to do TV work and he thought having hair would help. Maybe he just wanted to have hair. I guess I don't understand, after all these years of being bald, why you would suddenly, it wasn't like he had a receding hairline for years, and when he would take off his helmet, people would go, dude, you're losing your hair. Everybody just knew him as bald.
But he was balding.
Right.
Because there's pictures. I've seen it, and it's these just holes. Or not holes, but, you know,
the receding,
like a shoehorn.
Yeah, he's got the peninsula head.
Yes.
I have that. Yeah, where it's just kind of, it's going back on the sides.
Right.
Plus, I'm sure it didn't help wearing a helmet all those years. Just, you know, your head just rubbing around, even though they say, well, wearing a hat doesn't affect baldness. It's all
genetics.
Yeah,
what about that one guy with the Head and Shoulders commercials?
Oh, there's a Clay Matthews. There's a lot of guys, a lot of football players
with
long
hair. With the big
curly
hair.
Troy Polamalu.
There you go.
There.
That helmet's not hurting him.
No, it's
him.
Not messing up his hair at all. He's got luxurious locks. So I'm just wondering how this is going to go for Brian Urlacher, if he's going to keep getting endorsement deals. Maybe he doesn't want endorsement deals. Maybe he sounded very excited that some young woman at a drive-thru told him he looked younger. That was his big thing. He does look younger. I wouldn't have recognized him, to be honest with you.
That is, yeah.
Even if he walked in now, I'd go, who's this guy?
But I will say, like, if I saw him walking down the street, I'd probably be like, oh, hey.
But see.
Now, but before, I'd be like, ugh.
See, but I think you'd say, hey, from a distance, and then you'd get close, and it looks...
It is a bit fuzzy.
Right. It looks a little odd to me.
It looks a little like I don't know. It just looks
like
fuzzy.
Like patchy. Like in the back, even though they don't cut, it still looks a little weird. I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at a website, and I'm sure these are promotional shots, but they have a shot of him, just the back of his head.
Right.
And I'm assuming it's so you can be like, oh, yeah, no, look, it looks fine.
Look, it looks natural.
It looks fine. I mean, I don't know if they photoshopped it or something, but
yeah,
it doesn't look... different, but he looks a little fuzzy on top.
Yeah, I just wonder, the whole thing seems odd to me. Just maybe, I guess I'm vain to a certain extent, but never to the point where I would have some sort of surgery. So whether it's hair replacement or plastic surgery or a butt lift, I'm not doing any of that. I just, you know, my daughter and I got into a discussion the other day about manicures and pedicures. She's like, oh, why don't you go get a mani-pedi? I'm like, because I'm a guy, and I don't care about that. She's like,
all right.
Well, just because you get a mani-pedi doesn't mean you. I said, no, that's fine. I don't mind if a guy wants to do that. That's cool, but I don't. You know, I cut my nails and I don't gnaw at them like George Costanza. I'm not like a rat, but I don't have any desire to.
It's just taking care of yourself.
Well, I bathe and I keep myself groomed. I cut
yeah,
and get a haircut.
Do you just take a shower and then that's it?
What am I supposed
to
do?
Do you ever have, okay, here's the question. Do you ever have dry skin?
Sure. And if I do, then I'll put, like if I have my hands are dry, I'll put lotion on my hands.
Okay. Because I've known many guys, they'll have like dry skin on their face. I'll be like, here, let me put some lotion on your face. And they're like, what?
No.
Come on, man.
No, if I need hand lotion, I'll put it on. If there's, you know, I shave, I put on some skin conditioner
after I shave. You're not so far gone.
Oh, no. I'm not a caveman, Esmeralda.
Sometimes, you know.
But just because I don't want to go sit and have, you know, sit and soak my hands like Madge the manicurist from back in
really
the day.
Although it's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah, because you know what they aside from the trimming and all that, they rub your hands and it feels nice. You get a massage.
See, but my hands are calloused, which
yeah,
I
they'll
like.
Take care of that.
I know I want them like that because I work out, because I lift, and so I don't want my hands.
Wear some gloves.
Why? God made these hands to get to work.
Because nobody wants.
Oh, working man hands.
Yeah, but nobody needs that. Like you grab them and it's like a big claw.
Well, my nails, I don't think they're a claw.
It's a calloused claw.
Do you want, let's be honest, and ladies, weigh in, 312-981-7200, now that we're delving into this, would you rather a guy have soft baby girly hands
No.
Or man hands. Granted, I'm not busting rocks sitting in here pressing buttons, but it's not like I'm not an iron worker. I don't have a real trade.
But wait, let me say that you can have a manicure and have man hands.
Well, yeah, I'm not talking now. We're
In the sense of, because what you're thinking, like, ooh, like soft baby.
Well, you said you said to get rid of the calluses and stuff. That to me is soft baby hands.
Right, but it's not going to be like a baby's hand. They'll still be.
I know they're not going to shrink them up.
But I just mean in the texture, they'll still be have that kind of roughness, but it'll be a smoother terrain.
That's fine. Again, I cut my nails. I'm not sitting in here with those long, creepy, curled up fingernails. I'm
not Howard Hughes.
Yeah, I'm not Howard Hughes. I cut my toenails too. I don't take off my feet and my shoes and have talons. I groom, but I'm not going to go and sit in one of those places in the mall where the women are wearing masks. If you got to wear a mask to deal with my hygiene, something's wrong. I'm not trusting that. I don't want all these people who are trying to prevent SARS digging around in my cuticles.
Yeah, but I'm also going to ask you this.
Yeah?
Have you ever trimmed your nails and it comes flying at your face?
I don't know.
They don't want that. Like,
I don't pay attention to really where they go. I just I clip them over the sink or wastebasket. They drop right in and that's it. It's not rocket science.
I'm just saying for them, hazard.
All right.
They don't need it.
Well, then they should wear goggles, shouldn't they? More so than a mask?
Well, maybe
unless
they're
mouth breathers.
Well, yeah,
and then I definitely don't want mouth breathers working on me. I don't need that. If their mouths don't shut enough to keep my fingernails from flying up there, that's their problem. They should maybe have gone through better online training. Picked a different profession. All right, let's do this because Dan's getting upset that I never want to take a break. Oh, that's all. I just want to talk.
The way we get paid, whatever.
Jibber jabber. Hopefully, it's not.
I'm too busy looking at Brian Urlacher's head. So
Brian Urlacher now looks like every soccer dad in Naperville. He doesn't. There's nothing unique about him anymore, and I weep for that. I weep for the loss of uniqueness in the world in general. And now, while we weep, we listen to this. Dr. Karen Phillip joins us after the 2:30 news. We'll help you make your resolutions stick. And also, if you're planning a wedding, she has a new book out that can help you with that as well. Cab driver Muhammad tipped us off to this. If you're on Twitter, look up Lance Briggs's page. It's at Lance Briggs. He posted a picture of himself. It says, what's all the fuss about? He has a giant beard and a huge wig on. So it's very, very funny. But poking a little bit of fun at Brian Urlacher's Naperville soccer dad haircut. That's beautiful. All right, let's just touch on this very fast, since Esmeralda felt like sharing it with me today and throwing my whole world into a tizzy. We jokingly mentioned this yesterday because the big debate last, one of the big debates, because really, I think the point is there's so much horrible news for us to worry about that we must fixate on things that are just easy. So the big debate last week was how should dogs wear pants, on two legs or four legs? Steve Dell weighed in with me, as I mentioned yesterday. And then Esmeralda sent me an article today. New dog pants trends keeps your furry friend clean and warm during their outdoor adventures. And for my dogs, their outdoor adventures are walking outside, taking care of their business. My one dog digs holes, and then they come back in. That's their adventures. Now, it says Muddy Mutts is the company. They're producing plenty of dog pants. If you produce two pairs of dog pants, that's one pair of dog pants too many. Because I could see producing one as a prototype and going, hey, want to put your dog in pants? And most rational people going, absolutely not. I'm not putting my dog in pants. That's just wrong. So Muddy Mutts is producing these pants to keep your furry friend protected from the elements. Couldn't you just keep them in the house to protect him from the elements? Because I don't know about your dogs. If it's raining or anything, my dogs will go out real quick and they're back at the door. They're not that dumb. They don't want to be out in the elements either. Especially as the changing weather brings forth an abundance of wind, rain, and snow. I don't know if you've seen the Iditarod. That's the dog sled race. Those dogs are the toughest dogs on the planet. And what are they? They're not wearing North Face parkas and Muddy Mutt's pants and little booties. You know what they're doing? They're running around outside like dogs are meant to do.
Yeah, but how cute would they look? And then the North Face jacket would have a fur hood. Oh, it'd be
sure,
so adorable.
Because their fur head is not keeping them warm enough. They need a fur hood.
It's more
to
just
go
for
in.
The aesthetic.
I think it would create wind drag that might hurt them in the Iditarod. But, you know, that's another topic. Yeah, I've always been against dressing dogs. I know the little hairless dogs shiver all the time. That's why don't get one. Unless you live in a warm climate. If you live here and you buy a little hairless dog, then you're just mean. That's all you are. You're not doing anything nice. It's waterproof apparel. Not only keeps your pup clean while they venture outdoors, it also conserves their body's warmth as temperatures begin to drop. When you have to walk your pet at night, the pants' reflective bands will additionally work to keep your companion safe. Wow. Plus, according to customer reviews, dogs adapt quickly to these garments and also seem to find them comfortable. Really? Have your dog told you that? Oh, these pants fit fantastic.
He hasn't shaken them off.
Well, I'm sure he wants to, but you've got them strapped on. It looks like they go over all four legs and then they strap across their body. So even if the dog wants to, they can't get out of them. They're prisoners in these pants. And your dog is not going to say to you, oh, man, the rise on these is fantastic. I have freedom of motion. These are like, man, are they stretchy? Do they have Senza belt? What's going on with these dog slacks? These are phenomenal. No, you know what your dog is thinking? As soon as this guy goes to sleep, I'm going for his throat. I'm taking him out. He has made
and he wouldn't get dirty because he's wearing the pants.
Right, because then he could just burn his clothes like every good murderer does in a procedural. Takes the clothes off and throws. They have a poor Irish setter who looks like he's the Gorton's fisherman. This poor dog has all the way up to his neck. He's wearing like rain pants. So really, if your dog needs to be protected that much, why are you taking them out? How severe is the weather where you are that your dog has to go out fully dressed? If I have to dress my dog that much, guess what? I'm not going out in that weather. The dog can fend for himself. But I'm not. Dan, you have a lovely baby.
I do.
How long does it take you to get that lovely baby dressed to go out in the winter?
Oh, my goodness. It's a process.
Exactly. Now imagine multiplying that by your dog. Your baby.
It's hard enough with
dog.
Two legs, yeah, let alone four.
Four legs, and then the dog is fighting you. All right. Listen, no more sharing things. We've got to do this because then we're going to talk to Dr. Karen Phillip after the news on WGN.